From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Former UKIP leader and member of the European Parliament, Nigel Farage, said a growing number of British businesses want a hard Brexit if no detail can be arranged on the financial services.
Are a growing number of voices. They're all below the radar at the moment, but businesses saying, actually, if they're going to mess us about, we may as well go for just getting out of this thing and going for WTO rules.
Farage is going to meet with the EU's chief negotiator in what he said will be an attempt to convey the views of 17.4 million Britons who voted to leave the bloc. Jeff Custer has more on a cyclone that hit the eastern Madagascar coast over the weekend, killing at least six people and injuring at least three others, while two people are reported still missing.
The tropical cyclone Ava passed through Madagascar on Friday and Saturday, hitting mostly the eastern coast of the island with wind speeds between 140 and 190 kilometers per hour. The National Office of Risk and Disaster Management said in a statement that more than 13,000 people were displaced by the cyclone, while more than 16,000 pupils had classes suspended until Thursday due to flooding and risk of landslides. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The World Health Organization said three people in South Sudan have died of a suspected viral hemorrhagic fever, and 60 of their contacts are being monitored for any infection. Ebola, Marburg, and yellow fever are among the most viral hemorrhagic fevers that have caused deadly outbreaks in Africa. More than 11,000 people died during the worst outbreak of Ebola, a highly contagious disease, which mainly affected Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone from 2013 to 2016. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Serena Dariam reports rescue workers are scrambling to tame the flames rising from an Iranian tanker still burning for a second day after it collided with a Chinese cargo ship off of China's east coast.
The U.S. Navy has joined the search for the 32 missing crew members, while China and South Korea have dispatched rescue craft and cleanup boats to the site. Iranian officials say one body was found aboard the tanker and sent to Shanghai to be identified. However, all the cargo ship's crew were safe and accounted for. Beijing state media say as the tanker's inferno grows, experts are increasingly concerned it could explode and sink.
The tanker was carrying over 130,000 metric tons of oil condensate, meaning that the disaster could become the worst spill since 1991. The transgender community in India on Monday welcomed the Supreme Court's decision to review its decision on a controversial colonial-era law that criminalizes homosexuality in the socially conservative country. Senior advocate KTS Tulsi.
There is a question of same-sex relationship is the proclivity of an individual. It can't be considered to be a crime, according to me.
The court said a larger group of judges will re-examine the constitutional validity of Section 377 of the Penal Code. A violation of the law could be punished with up to 10 years in jail. In 2013, India's Supreme Court reinstated the ban on gay sex after a four-year period of decriminalization. Cybersecurity firm Alien Vault said it has found software that appears to install code for mining cryptocurrency and sends any mined coins to a server at a North Korean university. It is the latest sign that North Korea may be searching for new ways to infuse its economy with cash. Isha Sarai reports.
The application, which was created on December 24th, uses host computers to mine a cryptocurrency called Monero. It then sends any coins to Kim Il-sung University in Pyongyang. The company added that a North Korean server used in the code does not appear to be connected to the wider internet, which could mean its inclusion is meant to trick observers into making a North Korean connection. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
A new report has documented an increase in the Islamic State footprint in Pakistan, saying it adds to the challenges facing the country's decade-long campaign against terrorism and religious extremism. The annual report, published by the Independent Pakistan Institute for Peace Studies, registered 370 terrorist attacks across Pakistan in 2017, including suicide and running gun suicide coordinated attacks that killed 815 people and injured more than 1,700. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.